This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Syrian government on Monday said Israeli airstrikes the night before killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens of others. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It is the deadliest strike reported by the Syrian government since the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus was hit in April. Israel has for years been targeting what it described as Iranian or Iran-backed targets in Syria. It has stepped up the campaign since the October 7th Hamas-led assault on Israel from Gaza, after which Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters began firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon. A residential building in northern Israel was hit by a projectile on Monday after air raid sirens blared across the border town of Nahariya. Israeli media reported the building was hit by a drone launched from Lebanon.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said on Monday Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro needs to release election data from July's disputed election to address global concerns about its validity.
What needs to happen next is Mr. Maduro needs to heed the call of the international community and, quite frankly, the Venezuelan people, and release the data so that the whole world can see what the Venezuelan people, who they voted for, and that their democratic aspirations are met.
Opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has gone to Spain to seek asylum in the wake of the election, Venezuelan and Spanish officials said over the weekend after raising diplomatic tensions. Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Monday it had summoned a senior Iranian diplomat to warn of, quote, devastating and irreparable consequences for bilateral relations if reports that Tehran had supplied Russia with ballistic missiles were correct. This is VOA News.